Listed property showing signs of recovery, but focus must shift to fundamentals. Sifisile Zwane, portfolio manager at Allan Gray. While South Africa's listed property sector was once a powerful engine of wealth creation in the early 2000s, it has since become one of the weakest performing asset classes over the past decade. Now, after several years of underperformance and rising interest rates, South Africa's listed property sector may finally be emerging from a prolonged slump. While headwinds remain, there are signs of operational improvement and a stabilization in market sentiment, according to Sifisile Zwane, portfolio manager at Allan Gray. Zwane notes that although share prices in the sector remain highly sensitive to interest rate movements, a reflection of the typically leveraged nature of property companies, investors should pay closer attention to the quality of underlying assets. When you buy a company, you are buying a portfolio of income-generating properties. We focus on how those properties are trading, what the rental trends look like, and whether the operational performance supports long-term returns, he says. According to Zwane, the long-term fundamentals of property remain intact, but should always be evaluated in the context of relative value. At its core, property exists to facilitate an economic activity, he says. Whether it's a retail center, office building, or industrial park, the space must enable the main activity, like shopping or manufacturing, to take place. The more efficiently it does that, the more value it creates. Zwane explains that there are a few key drivers Allan Gray considers when assessing property over the long term. First, we look at the affordability of the space for tenants. If retail sales, for instance, are growing at a faster rate than rental costs and other expenses like electricity, then tenants can sustain those rental escalations. Everyone wins, the tenant stays profitable, and the landlord benefits from rising contractual escalations, he says. The second key factor is the broader cost environment. Administered prices, such as electricity, and interest rates are crucial, Zwane notes. If these rise too steeply, they erode the profitability of tenants and limit the ability of landlords to charge higher rentals. Lastly, he says it's important for investors to compare property to other available opportunities. We don't view property in isolation, Zwane adds. We evaluate it relative to what else we can own in the market. So, if listed property trades at a meaningful discount to fair value compared to other equities, it might present a compelling case. He says that retail property remains one of the more resilient components of the market, particularly as operational pressures such as load shedding have eased. In the retail space, there are contractual rental escalations, and at the end of a lease cycle, typically 4 to 5 years, terms are renegotiated. We're seeing more positive reversions than in previous years, says Zwane. That's encouraging, and so is the relative improvement in trading conditions for many centers. By contrast, the office space sector remains under pressure, weighed down by persistent vacancies, decentralization trends, and the lingering effects of hybrid work policies. The office space market was built for a level of economic growth that hasn't materialized. Many properties are now standing empty, particularly older buildings in central business districts. Some are being converted for residential use, but that isn't a viable solution for every property, Zwane says. Logistics, on the other hand, continues to benefit from structural shifts in consumer behavior and supply chain strategy, thanks to the dramatic uptake of online shopping. The more goods are moved between cities, towns, and directly to consumers, the more important efficient logistics nodes become. Distribution centers located near key transport corridors have performed well, he says. While the listed property sector is no longer the high-growth vehicle it once was, Zwane believes it can still play a role for investors seeking relatively stable, inflation-linked income, particularly in a repriced market where fundamentals are back in focus. You get access to hard assets and the cash flows that the hard assets generate, he concludes. Ends. Author at Sifisile Zwane, Allan Gray plus posts bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.